Well, Peter, the semi-final lineup was confirmed for the Donegal Senior Football Championship. Glenswally and Kilcar, both victorious yesterday. We'll start with the game played in Balbuffet. Glenswally may have thought that they lost their chance off their quarter-final against St Unions. However, that wasn't the case yesterday, as they defeated the Letterkenny outfit. 1-9 to 8 points was the final score. Michael Murphy and Gary McFadden, both to the fore for Glenswally and helping them to that victory.
Yeah, very, very good result for the Glenswally, especially in light, you know, that they went into the game with quite a few injuries, Kieran McFadden and Kieran Bonner, etc. And, you know, I think with St Unions having players back from the US and from down under, they were made favourites in many people's book, and it didn't turn out that way at all. Glenswally very much on top throughout the game, and I suppose when you have Michael Murphy and when he's on form, he's a big asset to any team, and the goal, I suppose, is a big score in those championship matches. And once they got ahead yesterday, even though St Unions did fight back to within 3 points a couple of times, the result was always, I suppose, on the cards from there on. And a disappointing end, I suppose, for St Unions. They have been maybe on a little bit of a slide in recent times, I suppose, the loss of Brendan Devaney and players, I suppose, getting a little older. They haven't been the force that maybe we thought that they would be this year. We thought maybe they would come back strong, especially when they got the players back. Maybe those players came back a little bit too late, but it was all about Glenswally, and, you know, they probably should have had the first quarter final. They should have had it in the bag maybe earlier and let it slip, but they certainly didn't let it slip this time around.
Of course, meeting Glenswally now in the semi-finals will be Kilcar, another derby fixture, which Kilcar won yesterday against your club Ardra. 110 to 9 points was the final score there. And the two men, I suppose, heavily involved in this one and helping Kilcar into the last four, Noel Higgerty with 1-1 and Patrick McBurdy stepping up with 5 points.
Yeah, it was a very strange game in Fintra. You know, Kilcar were very much on top in the opening half and led 10-4 at half-time. And that margin could have been even much greater, because Noel Higgerty had a great goal chance in the opening half, about 20-22 minutes in, and elected to take his point when he was put through by Ashley Carr. And, you know, if they had been 10 points up at half-time, it wouldn't have flattered them. But whatever happened at the half-time break, a completely different game in the second half, and they only got the one score, that goal after about 53 minutes from Noel Higgerty, which really saved them, because at that stage our draw were coming right back into the contest. They had it down to 2 points, and they even looked the more likely at that stage. And, you know, the second half was marred too by an absolute downpour after about 5 or 6 minutes of the half, which changed the whole feature of the game. And maybe it's a feature. I think the last time we saw a championship match in that new venue, it was a game of two halves as well against Kilcar and Killybegs. But yeah, a very good result in the end. The goal from Noel Higgerty. Noel Higgerty and Michael Higgerty played particularly well in the half-back line. But it'll be a completely different game when they meet Glenswally in the semi-final on Sunday next.
Looking at that semi-final, Glenswally, of course, have come through with two massive victories against St Unions and Neve Connell. Kilcar have put in some sound performances this year, both in Championship and League. But do you think Glenswally will have the favourites tag of this semi-final after the performances against in the previous two rounds, rather?
They probably will, seeing that they've come through the opposition that they've beaten. Kilcar had it pretty easy in the first round against Killybegs, but much more superior. It was a greater test yesterday against Ardra, but Ardra probably short a good few through injury, and they would like to have been at full strength, I suppose, for that contest. Glenswally, you know, it's strange that we have four teams left now, and three of them are from Division 2. Glenswally, the only team left from the standard bearers of Division 1. Maybe it shows the way football is. There isn't an awful lot of difference between the two leagues. With Michael Murphy and Neil Gallagher and Gary McFadden playing particularly well, they probably will take the favourites tag into that game. And I suppose most of the plotting this week in Kilcar will be how to deal with Michael Murphy, because they would have... They have a very small full back line. Patrick Goddard's playing at full back, but he probably won't be marking Michael Murphy. They have Kevin Campbell in goals, who isn't particularly physical either. So, you know, there would be a big threat if they threw Neil Gallagher and Michael Murphy up front, as they did against Glenslentis in the first round. That would pose particular problems for Kilcar. But it'll be all about who wins the ball around the middle of the field, because Kilcar certainly have the talent up front. They will be sweating this week also. They lost a couple of players to injury in yesterday's game. Kieran McGinley went off, Patrick McBurty went off, I think got stitches in an arm, he may have collided with a fence or something, but he'd probably be okay, and Conor McManus went off later on after a heavy hit and seemed to, you know, maybe be a little concussed, so they'll be worried about those three in the lead up to this game, and it's a very, very short lead up, I suppose, you know, with just the 7 days to get ready, but it's an intriguing contest, and you know, a first meeting, you know, it'll be two teams that probably haven't met much before at that level, so it's going to be a very, very, very good contest.
Certainly is. And finally, the other last four encounters sees Glenfinnan, St Michael's. We know of one thing coming out of this fixture, that there will be a new team in a final of a Donegal Senior Championship. Is the favourites tag in this one with the Dunfanaghy club?
You would have to say that at the moment. They were particularly impressive in disposing of Gidor in the last round, and their league form, I think they went to Glencolum Kill yesterday, even though they were only one point up at half time, they won convincingly in the second half, and they have the firepower as well up front in Colin McFadden and Daniel McLaughlin and Christy Toy and Brian McLaughlin playing well, and you know, they have a lot of firepower, but Glenfinn are, you know, dogged championship contenders, and they won't want to give up the chance of appearing in a senior final as well. This is a big, big chance for them, and whoever wins, I think, will have done so on merit.